having this many young people, what one could think, what is the biggest youth exchange program in the world? It would be the Olympics, actually. Around 70,000 people are expected to show up as volunteers in Rio de Janeiro Olympics. And in Sochi, we had around 25,000 young people volunteering there. So if we think of the athletes, they are mainly young people. And if we think about the volunteers and even the viewership, they are constituted mainly by young people. So it represents a huge and massive opportunity to bring this large number of young people. And I always say that the Olympic Games are the biggest youth gathering in the world. And we have to keep it this way. We have to use this platform to make sure that it represents and embraces the values of the United Nations, and that it's not only about competition, but it's also about building bridges and getting people to know each other and to work together. The world is troubled with many conflicts. There are many burning fires around the world, and we have this amazing opportunity that is represented by this mega sport events that could bring people together to think for a more positive narrative that we could share with young people around the world. So I think young people can be engaged, and they are already engaged, but we have to engage young people even more. We have to trickle this down to the grassroots level, and we have to think of a more inclusive way to make sure that young people are able to participate and to be part of organizing these events. And by organizing them, I'm not only talking about ushering the events, but also how to get young people to be part of the planning and evaluation, and indeed holding the organizers accountable to the standards of organizing these mega events.
What are some ways that young people can be involved in those events?
There are plenty of ways, as I said, as volunteers or as athletes or as, I would say, people who try to join the process of organizing and promoting these events. Beyond, I would say, the event itself, the event is a reminder of the value of sport. And it serves as, I would say, a concentration platform for inspiration for young people. It's a platform where you concentrate so much of the inspiration that could be sent to young people around the world, and for them to decide to work in tandem with the values of the Olympic Committee and the values of the United Nations. So I always think these moments of not only competition, but the way that young people come together in these Olympic Games and other big events and mega sport events, it serves as a place where you could send these messages of inspiration to young people around the world. There are many stories that one could share. I always remember and give this story about the Kenyan runner who was back in the Barcelona Olympic Games. Back then, he was injured and he was one of the front runners, but he yet decided he would keep running and he would continue the march. Of course, he couldn't because it was a serious injury, but he decided that I'm going to finish this race. And of course, it took him a few hours to do that. And when they asked him at the finish line, they asked him why you decided to continue, why you were injured. Everybody would excuse you for not finishing the race. He said a very powerful line that I still remember even when I was a child. He said, my country sent me to finish the race, not only to start it. And anyone could start something, but our job is to finish something. And I think that's a very good message for the international community and for everyone to remember as we are embarking now and implementing the Sustainable Development Goals. Our job is not to start this and celebrate the agreement, but to get the job done and to finish it.